It started as a private Facebook group with a few Mormon women in Utah. They were upset about the Trump administration's travel ban. But within a few weeks, their private group went national. Now they're focused on trying to stop deportations. Andrea Smarden has that story from Utah.
I'm with a group of demonstrators in front of the Office of Homeland Security in West Valley City, Utah. On the bullhorn is Charlie Mullins Glenn, founder of the new group Mormon Women for Ethical Government.
Thank you for coming today to show solidarity for Sylvia and her beautiful family standing here.
This is where 31-year-old Sylvia Avalar Flores was detained before she was taken to jail in April. Avalar Flores was brought to the U.S. from Mexico when she was a child. She grew up here, got married, and had three children, all U.S. citizens. Mullins Glenn says Avalar Flores may have stayed here illegally, but she's not a criminal. ICE officers apprehended her in the parking lot of a craft store with her 8-year-old daughter. They'd been tracking her for a few days after she failed to appear at an immigration appointment. Avalar Flores has said she did not know about the meeting.
That this woman would be detained in front of her child, put in jail, and slated for deportation is unconscionable and flies in the face of the very values we hold most dear in this community.
Everything about this offends my religious beliefs.
MJ Munger is one of the demonstrators here.
I am standing in solidarity with Sylvia to try to protect a family to stay together. For me, that's a core value beyond anything else, is the families need to be together.
Munger says until now, her political activism only went as far as volunteering at a food pantry.
It's probably obvious I'm an introvert. I'm a shy person. My belief is what fills me up with a fire to go past the shyness and to stand out.
A majority of American Mormons identify as politically conservative, but Angela Wentz Falconer says she's been rethinking her political allegiance.
Yeah, I've kind of been switching. I was more Republican. And then I've definitely moved towards the Democratic side because I just feel like we need to be for common sense. What has been happening, this isn't common sense.
Later, sitting in her car, Charlie Mullins Glenn tells me how her group got started. She was talking with some like-minded friends after the election. Then they moved the conversation online.
It quickly snowballed, and within a few days, we had nearly 300 members. Within a week, we had close to 3,000 members. And by 2 weeks, we had 4,000 members. We're now approaching 5,000.
They now have members in most states and around the world. The group is not officially associated with the LDS Church, but Mullins Glenn says immigrants and refugees have become a driving priority for Mormons like her.
We ourselves were refugees. So that's an issue that I think, regardless of political persuasion, touches our hearts.
That evening, Mullins Glenn checks in on the family of a Mormon woman, Teresa Ramos, who was recently deported to Colombia.
This was where Teresa lived,
yes.
Right?
So is Jeffrey, he's here now then?
Oh,
yes.
Good.
Wonderful.
Hi.
Ramos' son, Jeffrey Smithers, is 18. He has cerebral palsy and epilepsy. He says he has seizures about 2 or 3 times a month, which can put him in the hospital.
After I have those seizures, I tend to forget everything for the past whole day, and I don't recover until like a day or two after that.
Smithers is legally an adult, but still needs help. His cousin, Callie Dumas, says Smithers had a seizure the day after his mother was deported, and the family isn't sure how to care for him or what to do about health insurance.
We're trying to do everything that she did because she's unable to do it now, and it's a lot of pressure on our family.
When Mullins Glenn leaves, she promises the family she will keep working to get Ramos returned to Utah.
We're not going to forget today, so we're going to keep fighting.
Yeah.
The next day, Mullins Glenn gets news about Sylvia Avalar Flores, the woman who was apprehended at the craft store parking lot. She's been released from jail and will have a 90-day stay of removal. Mullins Glenn and her group are hoping they can make that stay permanent. For The World, Andrea Smarden, Salt Lake City.
Andrea is creator of the podcast Changing Our Stories, about the changing lives of Utah women since last year's presidential election.